but if I was looking all depressed, I guess that he was in some major tests. After class, we used to go and play some ball. He was fast and tall and he surpassed us all. But after a while I seen him playing less and less. He be looking more depressed and stressed at best. So one day after class, I took him aside. I said, tell me what's going on, man, are you alright? He said, I got some issues with my folks I can't resolve. No need to stress you out, bro, I'll get you involved. So I put it to him, have you started smoking weed? And the answer that he gave me really made me grieve. He said, yeah, once in a while when I need to mellow out. But I'll be alright, I'm not the one to worry about. Yeah, we gotta get to help before you ruin yourself. You got greatness ahead, you ain't like everyone else. He said, I promise I'll be fine, and he gave me his hand. So I trusted him and hoped that he would soon understand. A couple months went by and he'd be worse and worse, like he was thrown in a curse. I hoped that he would reverse. And one day, he asked me for a couple of bucks. He says, I need to pay a friend, and right now he's stuck. I said, I know you're smoking crack now, I confirm that for a fact. Now I gotta get you help now, don't even try to back down. Gave him the cash, he promised Monday he would meet me. Friday got the call that would defeat me completely. Fayez had died of drug overdose. That was the saddest day ever, ain't nothing comes close. Man, I hate those drugs, hate them with all my soul. Chokes the young and the old, till the bodies is cold. So I don't care if you a player or wanna be thug. Don't ever, ever come close to drugs.
Happening more and more each day. These drugs making my friends crazy. I'm laying it down, don't bring it around, cause I ain't.
Months later, was still mourning his death. Was angry and sad that he fell in this mess. A teacher who noticed how miserable my soul was came over. He said,
I see you carrying a boulder. I know that I'm older, but let me tell you something that I never ever told you. Put my arms around his shoulder, my daughter. She was the pride of my heart as a father. We were never far apart. Was a popular girl, always on top of the world. Never scared to try something new and give it a whirl. But she had low self-esteem, if you know what I mean. And it only takes a moment, yo, to devastate a dream. She started hanging out with this girl from school. Her grades went down and she started breaking rules. And it festered and festered. We didn't want to face it till one day she came home totally wasted. Then a friend told us she was close to being arrested. We put our foot down and we forced to get her tested. She tested positive for drugs, but there was something else. The doctor asked to do more tests to check up on her health. And then came the news that will totally defeat me. Her use of all the needles, she had gotten HIV. I was livid. The moment and that feeling, I would always live with it. Man, it's still vivid. She died 5 years ago, nothing I could help. My Lord has helped me with this pain that I felt. With tears in my eyes, yo, I gave him a hug. May God give you strength to keep away from drugs. Keep away from drugs. Keep away from drugs.
Happening more and more each day. These drugs making my friends crazy. I'm laying it down, don't bring it around, cause I ain't nothing but drug free. Happening more and more each day. These drugs making my friends crazy.
Can't you see I'm drug free?
Happening